we welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Anthony Faulkner. Anthony, how are you?
I'm blessed, HJ. It's so good to talk to you again, man.
Hey, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. The new project, Guardian Angel. Man, you've got some great songs on that project.
Thank you, man. I put my heart and my soul into this project, and I'm just excited for the results that it's given me. So, man, I'm happy.
Straight off, I just want to talk about a few of those songs. And one song I want to talk about is Emmanuel. You say you put your heart in it. That's a heartfelt song. Tell us about Emmanuel.
Well, that song actually came about. A good pastor friend of mine came to me and said, hey, Anthony, I want you to write a Christmas song for this project I'm working on. So I'm like, okay, so I did the Christmas song, and it was my first time. It didn't work out for that project because the project didn't take off. So I'm like, okay, well, I want to use this song. So, man, I'm telling you, I wanted to write an everyday Christmas song that could be played every day, but, you know, even during Christmas time. And just to remind people that God is with us. And when I wrote this song, I was doing an acoustic set, and it was a very private, intimate crowd, and just to see the responses, it was just incredible, man. So I wanted to share it on this project.
You've got a lot of great folks working with you on this project. The song Closer, Angela Winbush. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's my mentor, and she is the one who introduced me to music, man. And literally, we was going to the same church. I was 9 years old. I remember it like yesterday. She walked up to me, and she said, hey, do you like music? I'm Sister Angela. It was just out of left field, and I was like, yeah, I like music. And then from there, after I found out who she was, music took on a whole life of its own within me, man. And she actually came back, and I said, hey, do you mind doing a duet with me? And she's like, of course, anything for you. And we went to the studio, recorded it in St. Louis, and then flew to L.A., shot the video, and the rest is history. We made it to the first round of the Grammy ballot this year.
Great.
So that was a great accomplishment as well.
Our guest, none other than Anthony Faulkner. The Clouds Above. That's a little different. That's kind of a reggae touch, isn't it?
It is a reggae touch, man. But this project, it encompasses all of my international travels from all over the world. So, you know, that kind of gives you that Caribbean feel, African feel, you know. And another reminder that, you know, no matter what we're going through, if we look up above, you know, the clouds above, you know, or the heavens, and, you know, that's where our Lord and Savior reigns, and he's there. And that's where our support comes from and our encouragement. You know, if we just look up above what everything is going on, our Lord and Savior is right there for us. So I actually shot that video in Mombasa, Kenya.
Wow.
And that'll be debuted, I believe, around April time. So I have a lot still coming forth, man.
Sounds great. You are an internationally known artist. How is it? It must be taxing traveling the way you do, but I know you do it for your ministry and your love of your music ministry and your love of God. Tell us about how taxing it could be sometimes.
Let me just say this, man. Last week I was in Detroit. Now is my very last ministry trip for the year. I've traveled approximately 300 days this year.
Wow.
I don't want to go nowhere. I want to just sit in my house. I'm praying and glorify my Lord and Savior right here. Don't ask me to go nowhere. I'm right here. So being on all those planes, man, 15 hours, 17 hours, 20 hours, you know, it's exciting, you know, but when you've been doing it for many years, like this is my busiest year yet, and I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful, but it's wearing on me, and I have to now start resting a lot more.
Okay.
Because it's never ending, you know. It's like when you have goals and you're striving to accomplish, you know, higher heights and stuff, and utilizing your faith, it's never ending, but you have to have some sort of balance. So I have an amazing team in place. I have Benita Bellamy, who stays on me. She's like my musical mom. She's like, hey, you got to slow down a little bit, as she's still booking me on things. But
okay.
Right. But it's just great, man. It's really great. And I'm just happy to be slowing down right now and enjoy the rest of this year doing nothing.
Another song that I like on Guardian Angel, Symphony.
Oh, yeah, man. That features Fabio Carey from Milan, Italy, and I flew over there. We shot that video in Milan, and man, he's an incredible, incredible writer and producer, and he's doing amazing things over there. He's actually doing on tour now in Sydney, Australia. But a very dear friend of mine, Fabio Carey, and I wrote this song. He produced the track, but I wrote the lyrical content and taught him how to, as he says, sing soulful.
Okay.
But that song, so many moving parts in our lives, you know, work, you know, health issues, responsibilities. It's like symphony, when you're at a symphony, it's like you, it's so many moving parts. Clarinet, cello, bass, you know, so many things in a symphony that makes it amazing. But at the same time, if your life is a symphony in another perspective, you have a lot of things that may need to be sorted out. So it basically gives you a guide as how to sort out things that are going on in your life that may need just a little bit more clarity and becoming more simplified.
How about the song Faith?
Oh, man, that's my favorite song. That is my very first number one song in Africa. And I have seven in the East African corridor, seven number one songs. Faith, man, was from my original project, Title Faith, that just spoke about doing something that was not known. And so many people telling me, oh, you're not going to be successful and you can't do this on your own and you're going to have to sign to a major record label and you're going to have to, you know, have all these components that suck up a lot of the energy and the financial stability that you need to push forward with marketing and things. So I wrote this song just saying, Lord, I give you my all, and I know you're going to open those doors for me. And without a shadow of a doubt, if you can feed the multitudes, and if you can raise the dead, and if you can do all these miraculous things in the Bible, I know you can do that in my life. And I shot that video. I did a remix to it called Faith Remix in Uganda with Cooper Sally and Jiwe. And, man, we shot the video on Lake Victoria, and that was an incredible experience. Also, I have a solo version of Closer that hit number one in East Africa, too, and I shot that on the Now River.
Well, congratulations to you, Anthony.
Thank you.
You're thank welcome. You, Anthony.
Thanks, Jay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. You can't pigeonhole Anthony Faulkner's music because it seems like on this album you got something for everybody. Was that intended? This
oh,
one?
Yeah, most definitely. Because I'm not in a box, you know. So I wanted to give, and so many times I think people say you just have to focus on one thing. As long as it comes together as a solid unit, it takes so many different creative parts to make a whole, and that's what I wanted to do with this project.
Being an independent artist, you have been successful, and it's hard to be successful as an independent artist. What's the key?
The key is, number one, knowing where your strength comes from, which is, you know, God, who's within me. The second is understanding that I have free will, and I don't have to necessarily fall in the boxes that a lot of people want to put me in order for me to think that I've become successful. The third thing is becoming immune to rejection, knowing that everybody's not going to like what I do. The fourth thing is being educated as far as how to handle my business and how to handle my finances and how to say no, you know, because mm-hmm. when people see you doing things, they're going to come out the woodwork and say, hey, we need to do this, you need to do that. But, you know, when you're in tune and you've been burnt so many times, you know, and then you can still come back to the Father and say, Lord, replenish me. Give me more strength. I want to keep doing this. I want to inspire. It's definitely been a very challenging journey, but I know who I am, and I know that what I do is authentic. And at the end of the day, I want to make a difference and create positive change and let people see God's light in me.
Did you have a good time doing Let It All Go with Nicki Potts, the video and everything like that?
Yes, man. Well, actually, that song was the original duet Angela and I were supposed to do.
Oh.
But that's when Angela had her her cancer scare, and it kind of took her off the map for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So we were supposed to go in the studio, and Angela had agreed to it, and she just fell off the face of the earth, and I didn't know at that time what had happened. But I was like, Nicki and I had recently did a stage play together, And I remember her voice being so incredible. And I said, well, you know, the Lord dropped her in my spirit, called her up and said, hey, Nikki, you know, I have this song that I want to do. Do you mind, you know, doing it with me? She was like, all on board. So we went down to Private Island Studio in Hollywood, California, and recorded it. And just to give you an inside tip, I've just produced a song on her that's called Holy that will be dropping first quarter of 2017.
All
So
right.
be on the lookout for that. But yeah, Nikki's incredible. And I wrote that song to signify my transition from Los Angeles to Houston, Texas. And, you know, I was doing so great there. I was in acting. I'd done so many, you know, Malcolm in the Middle, Moesha, American Dream, The Shield. And things were really booming from a creative actress position. And I just had to let it go. And that's how that song was birthed. It started all
Wow.
over again, man.
Wow. Do you think you'll get back to acting?
Oh, most definitely. That is on the horizons for 2017. You know, I'm a union actor, so my dues are paid, so I can always revisit that.
All right. Our guest, Anthony Faulkner, the latest project, Guardian Angel. Anthony, how can folks get in touch with you social media wise, and how can they pick up the Guardian Angel and your music?
I would love to be in communication with more people. You could reach me on Twitter and Instagram at Faulkner Anthony, my name backwards. Last name is spelled F as in Frank, AULKNER. On Facebook, it's Anthony Faulkner. You can get my music on all digital platforms, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. If you want a physical copy where you can see all the amazing artwork from some of my shoots in Africa, you can go to Amazon.com, type in Anthony Faulkner, Guardian Angel, and you'll see it. And if you have time, just go to YouTube and type in my name, Anthony Faulkner, and you'll see videos and different interviews and stuff that I've done all over the world. And feel free to reach out to me. Send me a mail. I respond to everybody. And I just appreciate the support.
As always, our guest, Anthony Faulkner, always enlightening, has great music. Anthony, we thank you for taking time to join us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Man, I appreciate you having me on, and I can't do this without you. So from the bottom of my heart, I wish you nothing but continued peace and blessings, and I appreciate you allowing me to have this platform to expose my ministry to the masses.
Thank you, Anthony. Anthony Faulkner, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.